Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of dWebware. If your website can't be seen or used on a mobile device, you've just kissed business goodbye. dWare.com. The Urbandale Chamber of Commerce. Live, work, and grow in Urbandale. UnicallyUrbandale.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. If you want your computer to work, that's what they do. Des Moines Computer Repair.com.
So we've been following this story for weeks as Michael Leo has attempted to open up the Strudel House at 1951 Indianola Avenue, just south of Principal Park. And guess what? It's finally opened. They opened at 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. Is that right?
That's right. 6 o'clock in the morning. We were ready with fresh baked goods.
And so what's it been like for the first several days here at the Strudel House?
It has been a little chaotic, you know. It's when you open until they figure out where everything is and look on how to set it up, what is perfect. But overwhelming was the response from people walking in. Like, we have customers here right now who have been in Austria, and it's like, wow, is this really like over there? And that was my main goal, really, what I wanted to achieve. I wanted to feel like when you have been overseas already and you've seen this once, I want you to be seeing, okay, this can't be Des Moines, Iowa.
Well, the dining room is absolutely gorgeous, and I know that you happen to take every one of those chairs and recover them, you and your bride, and all the backstops, everything else that has been done, and you hammered your way through this yourself.
Yeah, but we can say, really say 80% I made myself in here, from the counters to the bar to the benches to everything we made. I was on my knees and hands and hammered, like you said. You were here and saw it. We made pretty much everything ourselves, but I had a benefit because my dad was in that kind of business, because he restored old churches. So as a young child, I saw a lot, but I kind of blocked it out of my head for many years, and I did not know I needed it again.
So tell us a little bit more about the Strudel House. What is it? When are you open? What is it that you specialize in? And do people have to call in ahead for reservations?
No, we don't take reservations. It's open seating. People can sit wherever they want. I'm not going to tell them where to sit and not to sit. It's kind of like we do in Europe. What we try to do is we have fresh baked goods. We also serve all the cakes, what you'd like to have in Europe, and everything is made from scratch with real butter and real whipped cream and yogurts and stuff like that. And also we have small lunches, which we always have a sandwich on it, and this has a typical Austrian dish on it, a pasta dish, and soups and salads and all varieties of stuff. And we explore and expand back and forth. There's also small dinners, and when we have special events, like the first one is on January 15th for a coffee wine tasting dinner. We pair coffee with wine and food. Nobody ever done it in Des Moines yet. So we have a guy coming in and talking about coffee, and a guy coming in and talking about wine, and I will be the one with the food.
Very nice. Pairing coffee, wine, and food.
Yeah, that's all the sins what you can have in life. You get all on one plate that day.
Michael Leo is the chef and owner of the Strudel House, 1951 Indianola Avenue. You can see the 801 Grand Building from one of the windows here, and it's just south of Principal Park. What about the wine? Are you specializing in some things that folks might not find everywhere else?
Yeah, we just start, but down the road it will be a big, big wine list, almost like a book. And we have a few already on hand, like Orne Elias and Diganellos and Silver Oaks and stuff like this. And eventually down the road, you will get those all by the glass. You will get also a chance to sample them, of course, for a small fee. So when we have enough wine on hand, then we pour it on 1 ounce pour, because people always ask me, why, even you one of those, why does this wine cost that much? And then I give you a thing and say, for a little fee, maybe $5. It depends what the price of the bottle is, of course. Well, here, now you know. And then if you decide, oh, this is very good, actually, how much a bottle? And if you decide you want one, I give you a credit for the sample what you had, towards your bottle.
There you go. Michael Leo, the place is called the Strudel House, 1951 Indianola Avenue. And everybody looks so happy here today, you know. So you've got customers and staff looks happy. It looks like fun.
Yeah, and they're all dressed up in European coffee dress, not in jeans and shirt, what you see around Des Moines coffee shops. But I also need to say, I don't want people to think this is an upscale luxury coffee shop. This is what a coffee shop looks in Europe. It's just why we all of a sudden call something comfy and nice upscale. We're supposed to treat ourselves the best way as we can.
Well said. Michael Leo, he is the owner and the chef of the Strudel House, 1951 Indianola Avenue, just south of Principal Park. Thanks, Michael, for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much, and I hope to see you guys.
There's a touch of Austria just down the street, 1951 Indianola Avenue. It's a must-go just for the experience and just to have the opportunity to chat a little bit with a guy who puts his heart and soul into his business. Hey, we're going to step aside for the Wall Street Journal report, and then we've got the stocks of local interest. Thanks for being with us on this Friday afternoon. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.